If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning. We go live to Ukraine and Joseph Lindsley. I can't believe there's any question as to who took out that dam. It's still going on. Who did it, Ukraine or Russia? I think we all know the answer. Good morning, Joseph.
Yeah, Wendy, exactly. And that's what frustrates a lot of people here and a lot of Ukraine supporters around the world. You know, in the first weeks of the Russia's full-scale invasion, a lot of experts predicted very confidently on cable news that Russia was going to destroy all of Ukraine's infrastructure. But they didn't. They barely touched it. And because the Kremlin's goal was to take over Ukraine. And they know that Ukraine had great infrastructure, great power capabilities, great roads, great train network. And so they thought it could be theirs. Kind of like a Smeagol in The Lord of the Rings, you know, my precious. And it was not until October 2022 that Russia, realizing that they could not easily take Ukraine, that they began to try to destroy the infrastructure, where they had attacks every single week at the beginning of that last fall, every single week on Ukraine's power grid, and then an attempt to freeze out Ukraine. And as we all know, I mean, that did drain Ukraine's resources, and they did a lot of damage, but it didn't work. They could not freeze out the Ukrainians. And so everyone has been wondering, what is the next, you know, what's Russia's next tactic going to be? And now it seems in the summer months, they want to flood Ukraine. They couldn't freeze Ukraine, and now they try to flood it. And this is a concern also, because there are other major dams, and there's a huge dam near the city of Kyiv. And that has been a security concern for a long time. Meanwhile, last night, there was a good amount of anxiety. There were reports early in the evening of Russian fighter jets and bombers taking off. We got messages saying expect an attack about 1 o'clock in the morning. Never a nice thing to hear. You know, what do you do in those hours as you wait? I went to a pizza shop, and the girl working there, she apologized as she was taking my order. She said, "I've been nervous." She didn't eat all day because her parents were in central Ukraine, and there had been a lot of alarms there and in the city of Uman. And she said she couldn't function. I think everyone has moments like that in the war. And she said, you know, she had a sip of wine and she calmed down. But not long after that, in the city of Uman, the Russians hit a grocery store. And I just watched the CCTV video. You can see the people in the store shopping as the missile hits the store. And it's terrifying, you know, and horrible, as always. And then at about 10:24 at night, we had warnings that Russian fighter jets had taken off and that they would be ready to attack, or that the missiles could hit Ukraine about 1 o'clock in the morning. I went to sleep a little bit after that, and I woke to the news that about an hour after I fell asleep, the air raid alarm sounded throughout Ukraine. And there were, you know, once again, we had a night of attacks. In most cases, the air defense intercepted the incoming Russian drones and missiles. But every time this happens, it's draining Ukrainian resources. And I think, you know, Russia, and to some degree, they know what they're doing. They're hoping that they can keep, they know that the air defense is going to work, but they're hoping they can keep pounding Ukraine until those resources are, the air defense resources are too weak to respond. And they're just very patiently striking Ukraine, you know, pretty much every day now. And now, meanwhile, as rescuers are going to Kherson, the flooded region, they're coming under intense shelling. And Wendy, I just heard from some friends who were on the way down there, and the rescuers are having to pull back because the shelling is so intense. There was a video of an old man being rescued, and he was so happy. They took him off the roof of his house. They got him in a boat, and then all of a sudden they're shelling, and he's covered in blood. And then I think we're going to play a clip. You know, there was that New York Times story about the Nazi patches in Ukraine, and like nothing could be further from the truth. Like a friend of mine who's Jewish told me definitively, he said, there is no Nazism in Ukraine. He said he grew up with the leader of the Azov Regiment, one of the leaders of the Azov Regiment, which the Russians and a lot of Western media accuses of being neo-Nazi. So here my Jewish friend says he's friends with a leader of Azov. They, you know, they get along. There's such a harmony here. And to prove that also, one of the chief rabbis of Ukraine, Moshe Reuven Asman, I played for you many months ago a music video he made singing about Kyiv. He went down to Kherson to volunteer. And in this recording, and you can listen to the fear and the breath. He was down there in the greenery, a beautiful summer greenery. They're in an amphibious vehicle. They were just about to get in the vehicle to go rescue people. And here's what happened.
Dear friends, we just come now with the sheriff, this special car to bring people here from over the river. And the Russian here.
My God.
Yeah, Wendy, he fell to the ground, and the soldier who was protecting him with a gun also fell to the ground, and they scramble, they crawl, and then you can hear them running to an alcove to get some kind of shelter. Scenes of chaos. He's okay. Everyone who was there survived. But this is the hell that everyone's living through. And if you go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com, you can see the video. Just click on the left-hand side on the Telegram channel. You can see that video, and it's this happens every single day.
All right. You can also go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com, and we can donate there, right? Is there anything we can do to help the people of Ukraine?
Yeah, Wendy, if you go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com and click on the yellow banner, we welcome monthly donations or one-time donations, whatever people can do. Our team, I'm a volunteer, we're all volunteers, so in sharing the news and information, but then also in traveling the country and to help. And there's a lot of people who want to get down to Kherson. It looks like it might be difficult in the next few days, but any resources can help us report, can help us travel, and we're also always on a mission to get the individual first aid kits for the soldiers that save lives. So UkrainianFreedomNews.com. And if you want to make a larger tax-deductible donation, you can click. There's an option. Just click on Support Us. And then you can scroll down to the bottom and email me with any questions. But we welcome any and all support to keep us going. Because now, you know, there was a lot of money pouring in at the beginning. Now everything is much more difficult for everyone here.
Yes.
So UkrainianFreedomNews.com.
All right. Well, stay safe, and I hope you have a quiet weekend, Joseph.
Thank you, Wendy. Until Monday.
All right. We'll talk to you then. Joseph Lindsley, live from Ukraine.